Welcome to Monday Morning Inspiration, a production of Christian Growth Ministry featuring Bible teacher Brad Simon. It's our prayer and desire to inspire and encourage you to grow in your faith and walk closer with the Lord.
As the setting sun beyond the western horizon brings an end to the day, this evening brought an end to Jesus' earthly ministry. For 3.5 years, Jesus ministered traversing the countryside. Now, on this night, he brings it all together in one grand crescendo of teaching, a time so insightful, so meaningful, that 60 years later, as the Apostle John recounts the events of Jesus' ministry, he devotes 1/4 of his book on this single evening in the upper room. The meal is finished, and Judas has left to prepare for the greatest act of treason the world will ever see. Jesus is now alone with the 11 remaining disciples. The flickering flames of torches on the wall illuminate the darkened room. The warm glow of light is matched by the warmth and love permeating from the Lord's face. The cross is only a few hours away, and soon he will ascend to the Father, leaving them on their own. Jesus uses this brief moment in time to encourage and instruct his select group of disciples. What words of wisdom would he impart to them? What is to be the secret to their success, the key to an effective ministry? Jesus began his ministry with an invitation to come and follow him. As his followers grew to tens of thousands, he further instructed them to be committed to and rely on him. Now alone with his chosen few, he gives an additional command. If they are to be successful in ministry, if they are to take the gospel message to the world, they must abide in him, and his word must abide in them. Therein lies the path to discipleship, the journey to maturity in Christ. The first recorded words of Jesus in the Gospel of John are, "What are you looking for?" In response to their answer, Jesus said, "Come and you'll see." The next day Jesus told them, "Follow me." John 1:37-43. This is the place every one of us begins our journey with Christ. To everyone who is looking, Jesus invites them to come and see. Then, as we take those first baby steps of faith, we follow him. As our faith grows, we commit our lives and all that we are to him and begin to rely on him for our strength and well-being. As we continue to walk with him, we learn to abide in him, living in his presence. Using the analogy of a vine and branches, Jesus vividly illustrates his point. "I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me." John 15:5. Jesus is speaking intimately with his disciples, not the multitudes. The branches are those who have already established a relationship with him, those who are connected to him. A branch by itself is weak and useless. The branch must draw its life from the vine. Apart from the vine, the branch withers and dies. It is not enough to plug into Christ for an hour or two on Sunday mornings. We must continually remain in him for our spiritual life to grow and flourish. Jesus desires a personal, intimate, close relationship with his followers, not just a superficial acquaintance. Through our prayers and meditating on his word, we remain in constant communication with him. Day by day, moment by moment, we are to walk with him, focusing our thoughts and actions on him. It is our continual communion with Christ that empowers our spiritual life. Apart from him, we can do nothing worthwhile for the kingdom of God. When we abide in him and allow Jesus to live his life through us, we can do anything He calls us to do. Pastor R. A. Torrey declared, "If we are to obtain from God all that we ask from Him, Christ's words must abide or continue in us. We must study His words, fairly devour His words, let them sink into our thoughts and into our heart, keep them in our memory, obey them constantly in our life, let them shape and mold our daily life and our every act. This is really the method of abiding in Christ." The psalmist wrote, "That he who delights in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night, he is like a tree planted beside flowing streams that bear its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." Psalms 1, verses 2 and 3. A tree's roots bring constant nourishment and refreshment from the stream. Likewise, as we meditate day and night on God's Word, our spirits are refreshed, and we receive the nourishment needed for spiritual growth. "I will meditate on your precepts and think about your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. How I love your instruction. It is my meditation all day long. Your command makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is always with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, because your decrees are my meditation. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." Psalms 119, 15-16, 97-99, and 105. It is not enough to read our Bibles and then forget what we've read as soon as we close the cover. The words of God are to remain in our thoughts throughout the day as we allow the Holy Spirit to make them a part of our very life. As God's Word abides in us, His words become part of our vocabulary. His thoughts and precepts instinctively flow from within us. Jesus did not command His disciples to produce fruit, but to abide. A branch by itself cannot even create a bud, much less real fruit. However, as it remains connected to the vine, sap flows naturally from the vine through the branches, producing abundant fruit. When we abide in Christ and His Word abides in us, His life flows through us and fruit comes naturally. The fruit Jesus is speaking of is the Christ-like qualities to be exhibited in the life of a disciple. Jesus told His disciples that evening, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." He then tells them to remain in my love. "I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." John 14, verse 27, 15, verse 9 and 11. The Apostle Paul informs us that love, joy, and peace are the first three fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 3:22-23. As we abide in Christ and His Word abides in us, these Christ-like characteristics are manifested in our lives. As they become established in our conduct, God is glorified and Christ is made real to those around us. My Father is glorified by this, that you produce much fruit and prove to be my disciples. John 15, verse 8. Let us pray. Dear Father, forgive us for all the times we have tried to live our lives on our own, thinking we know what is best for our situations. Thank you for desiring to abide in us. Inspire in us the desire to live in your presence, abiding in you and allowing your word to abide in us. May your Spirit flow through us, producing abundant fruit, bringing you glory as our lives develop the characteristics of your Son, Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Monday Morning Inspiration. We pray you were inspired by today's podcast and encourage you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. For more information, go to ChristianGrowthMinistry.com. Thank you for listening.